Sanjay, it's remarkable when you think about, how we got here. 15 years ago, didn't they declare that measles in the U.S. had been eliminated?
I mean, this has got to be so frustrating for public health officials and people who've been talking about vaccines for some time. In 2000, we basically said measles was eliminated in the United States. And what that basically means is that over 12 months, there hadn't been new cases of measles, that vaccination efforts seemed to be working. And as you point out, 15 years later, we're having some of the biggest measles outbreaks in the United States that we've seen in, almost two decades. So clearly not going in the right direction, Anderson.
And is this all basically because of the anti-vaccination movement, because parents aren't vaccinating their kids?
Yeah, I think so. Here's how I'd put it. I mean, when you look at the world as a whole, as we know from Ebola, patients can move around from country to country more easily than ever before, even more easily than 15 years ago. So someone could be in that incubation period, right? They could have been exposed to measles, not yet sick, show up in the United States. They could be a potential source. That's how it starts. But if they end up in an area where you have a large number of people or a significant number of people who have not been vaccinated, all of a sudden that one person who otherwise would easily be treated, not cause any other infections, can suddenly cause many, many infections. And that seems to be what happened here at Disneyland. Workers got sick, they subsequently spread it, and it turns into a multi-state outbreak pretty quickly.
And the vaccine, just to repeat, it's completely safe. There's no medical evidence that it causes autism. You had your kids vaccinated.
There is no evidence. And Anderson, you've interviewed Dr. Wakefield. I watched that interview with you. It's that study that suggested there was a link between these childhood vaccines and autism, that study was discredited. And there have been subsequent studies which show no link. So, I got my kids vaccinated. I got them vaccinated on schedule. And I only bring that up to say that, we talk about these things as reporters, but as a father, I looked at the studies myself. I made the judgment, the decision that this was absolutely safe. And, the proof is in my own children. And they're doing great.
And as you said, it's extraordinarily contagious.
Unlike Ebola, which we kept talking about as being highly infectious, meaning just a small amount could cause an infection, Ebola was not particularly contagious. Measles is very contagious. It can spread through the air. It can live on surfaces. I've heard statistics that if you are not vaccinated and you come in contact with someone who has measles, you got about a 90% chance of getting it. So you're going to most likely get it just by coming in contact. You can't say that about most other infectious diseases. So it is highly contagious, and it does have this incubation period. That means you could be exposed, but it could still be up to 21 days before you